Our scripture reading tonight is taken from Luke's Gospel and the chapter 23. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and we're going to commence our reading at verse 32. Now, if you haven't got a Bible with you, you just listen very carefully to the reading of God's Word tonight. Or if you're sitting beside someone who has a Bible, then you share with them, because it's very important that you hear the word of God this evening. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 32. "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, 'He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God.' And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, 'If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself.' And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, 'This is the King of the Jews.' And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, 'If thou be Christ, save thyself and us.' But the other answering rebuked him, saying, 'Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss.' And he said unto Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.'" Amen. We'll end our reading there at the verse 43. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Let's bow just in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to preach the gospel tonight. Child of God, you pray. You pray that the Lord will speak to those in the meeting who are not saved. And my dear friend, if you're not a Christian tonight, we love you in the Lord, and we want to point you to Christ. We want to show you the way to heaven. And I pray that you will listen very intensely tonight, because the message is for you. And I pray that God the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart and draw you lovingly to the foot of the cross. Father in heaven, we thank thee for help in past nights, but we recognize that, well, this is a new night. And Lord, therefore we come and we cast ourselves upon thee afresh. We pray, Lord, that you would fill us with the Holy Ghost and with power, for within ourselves we have no power. But we thank thee, Lord, that if we being evil know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. O God, hide man behind the cross tonight. And we pray, Lord, that none would be seen, save Jesus only. Oh God, come and speak to hearts. We thank thee for those that you've spoken to. But Lord, we pray that you'll bring them right through for Christ. Even tonight, Lord, that you would reach down and snatch brands from the burning. And oh God, do it for your own glory and your own great name's sake. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. In this portion of scripture, we have two malefactors set before us. Look at verse 32. "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death." I want you to notice a number of things about these two malefactors. The Bible teaches that they were both thieves and robbers, that they both lived a life of crime and wickedness, and that they both were punished for their wickedness and sins. In other words, their crime had caught up with them. And in this portion of scripture that we have read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, They're being punished for their crimes. Also, both of these malefactors were crucified beside the Son of God. One on the right-hand side of Christ and the other on the left-hand side of Christ. Both these thieves, when they were first nailed to the cross, mocked and derided Christ. The Bible says that they cast the same in his teeth. Both saw Christ being nailed to the cross. Both heard Christ speak 7 times from the cross. And both watched Christ give up the ghost and die. Also, it is interesting to note that both these malefactors died around the same time. Therefore, we have 2 men here set before us who lived the same type of life, who died the same type of death, and who went out into eternity virtually at the same time. And yet, when we study this passage of Scripture that we have read, we learn here that when they did die, one of these malefactors went to heaven and the other one went to hell. Now, why did that happen? Why is it that one thief went to heaven and the other thief went to hell? They were both criminals. They were both sinners of the deepest dye. They were both malefactors. And yet, it is clear here when we look at this passage of Scripture that one went to heaven and the other one went to a lost eternity. I want very simply to consider this evening the death of these 2 malefactors. And I want you to see clearly why one went to heaven and the other one went to hell. Now, it is clear, and we all know the answer, because the reason why one went to heaven was because he was saved and born again of the Spirit of God. And the reason why the other one went to hell is because he was not saved and because he rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Redeemer. You see, we have here in this passage of Scripture recorded for us the wonderful conversion of the dying thief. And very simply tonight, I want us to take a look at the conversion of the dying thief. But as we take a look at the conversion of the dying thief, we also want to consider the decision of the other man, the other thief, the other malefactor. Because although one thief got saved, gloriously converted, as we have already pointed out, the other malefactor, he wanted nothing to do with the gospel. My friend, there's 2 types of sinners in this meeting tonight. There are 2 types of sinners in this gospel service this evening. Those who have an interest in the things of God. Those, I believe, deep down in their heart, who want to be saved, who want to go to heaven. And then there are those, and you can't wait until the meeting's over because you just want to get out through the door and back to your sin again. We have 2 types of sinners in the meeting tonight. And they're represented in these 2 malefactors in Luke's Gospel chapter 23. And we're going to see tonight why one went to heaven and why one went to hell. We're going to see a man getting saved and another man rejecting the message of the gospel. And my friend, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're not a Christian, I want you to listen very carefully because this message is for you. This message is for you. I don't know whether you'll ever hear the gospel again. I don't know whether you'll ever sit in a meeting like this again. But I know this. Before this meeting is over, you're going to know that you need to be saved, and you're going to know how to be saved, and you're going to know the consequences of not being saved. I'm certain of that. Now, first of all, I want you to notice how the malefactor got saved, this thief that went to heaven. There's 3 things I want you to notice. The reason why he got saved was because he realized that he was a sinner. He recognized that only Christ could save him. And he repented and cried unto the Lord. Take a look there with me, first of all, at verse 40.
You'll see that this thief that got saved, he realized that he was a sinner. It says here, but the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Now here's what the thief that got saved says. He said this, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. There we have the thief confessing that he is a sinner before God. Now, this thief was always a sinner. He was born into this world a sinner. He grew up in Israel as a sinner. He went about thieving and breaking into people's homes as a sinner. But you know, the truth is that until this point in his life, when he was hanging on the cross beside the Lord Jesus Christ, he never realized it before. It never dawned upon his soul before that he was a sinner. But now, for the first time in his life, he realizes that he is a sinner of the deepest dye, that he has broken God's commandments, that he has trampled under God's statutes, and that he has lived a life of sin and ungodliness. And he comes here, as he's hanging on the cross, just about to go out into hell itself, just about to die and be lost forever, he realizes that he's a sinner. My friend, let me ask you a question. Have you ever realized that you're a sinner? You know, that's the hardest thing for a sinner to realize and to recognize and to admit and to confess. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Thomas Martin was born into this world a sinner. John Gray was born into this world a sinner. The day our mothers give birth to us, we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And so will you. So will you. Now I don't care whether you're walking down the clean side of the broad road or the dirty side of the broad road. Doesn't make any difference. Whether you come to church every Sunday or whether this is the first time inside a church building in 20 years. It makes no difference. There's no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you will never be saved. You will never be born again of the Spirit of God until you realize that you're a sinner. Until you confess your sins to God. That's what the dying thief is doing here. This man that got converted, he's realizing he's a sinner. And then you'll notice that he recognized that only Christ could save him. Now, I think this is wonderful. And if you have your Bible with you, you need to read this very carefully. There's a wonderful revelation here. He recognized the purity of Christ, the power of Christ, and the person of Christ. Let me run through this quickly. This thief recognized Christ's purity when he acknowledged Christ's sinlessness. Look at the last part of verse 41. He says this about the Lord Jesus, but this man, speaking of Christ, hath done nothing amiss. There he acknowledges that the one hanging on the cross beside him, the Lord Jesus Christ, was none other than the sinless, spotless, pure Lamb of God. And then he recognizes Christ's person when he acknowledged Christ as Lord. Look at verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord. That word Lord, it means Master. And here we have the dying thief, and not only is he acknowledging the purity of Christ, the sinlessness of Christ, but he's acknowledging that Christ is the Lord. He's the Master. He's there recognizing the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus. And then look also at verse 42. He recognizes Christ's power when he acknowledged Christ's kingdom. Because he says in verse 42, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. My friend, the Lord Jesus was going to die here. Very soon his body was going to be taken down from the cross. But this thief had such a revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ was that he recognized that the Lord Jesus had a kingdom, not an earthly kingdom, but a heavenly kingdom. And this man recognized that the Lord Jesus was going to that heavenly kingdom. And that's why he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What does all this add up to? It adds up to this, that this dying thief, who was just about to die,
He recognized that the only person who could save him was the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, do you ever recognize that the Lord Jesus is the only one that can save you? Have you ever admitted that? Have you ever realized that and recognized that? Maybe there's someone here tonight and you think that your church will save you. The church has a part in saving you. The church has no part in saving you, friend. Maybe you think that the minister has a part in saving you. The minister, doesn't matter who he is, he has no part in saving you either. There's only one person who can save your soul tonight, and that's the Lord Jesus, because the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here's the man that was converted. He realizes he's a sinner. And he recognizes that only Christ can save him. But look at something else. Because you see here that he repented and cried unto the Lord for salvation. Look again at verse 42. And it says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. This thief truly repented of his sin. How do we know this? We know this because of how the Lord answered his prayer in verse 42. If the thief had not truly repented, Christ would not have answered his prayer in the way he did. But the Lord Jesus promised this man eternal life because there was true repentance in his heart and there was true faith in his soul. What is he doing here? He's realizing he's a sinner. He's recognizing that only Christ can save him. He can't save himself. There's no one can do anything for him now because he's nailed to a cross. His friend on the other side of the Lord, he can't help him now. There's only one who can help him, and that's the Lord Jesus. And he cries unto Christ for mercy. That's what he's doing here, friend. He's crying unto the Lord for mercy and true repentance. He's turning from a sin. That's what repentance is, you know. Repentance is not fear. Repentance is not resolutions. Repentance is not even conviction. Repentance is turning away from sin. And here was a man, and he had enough of sin. He didn't want any more of sin. He had lived his life in sin. Though I wonder, is there someone here tonight? And you've been brought into the meeting. And you realize that your life is not what it should be. And you know right farewell that if you died right now, you'd be lost in hell forever and forever and forever and forever. Oh, I pray that God the Holy Spirit will so work in your heart this evening that you will cry out like the dying thief, Lord, remember me. Save me, Lord. You know, that's what the cry was all about. This man wanted to be saved. He wanted to be born again. He wanted to be redeemed for time and for eternity. And he knew the only one that could redeem him and save him and deliver him was the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he's in heaven tonight. That's why he's in glory right now. Because he realized he was a sinner and he confessed his sin to God. He recognized that only Christ could save him. And he cried unto Christ for mercy and true repentance and faith. And the Lord saved him. And friend, that's how you're saved. That's how you're saved. It's simple, isn't it? You know, it's so simple that even the boys and girls can understand it. It's so simple that even the smallest child can grasp it. And I pray tonight that there might be someone in Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church who will come in childlike faith and turn to the Lord and trust Him alone as their own and personal Savior. But what about this other thief? What about this other thief? You know, friend, the truth is these two men, they were two bad rascals. And there wasn't, neither of them deserved salvation. You know, there's not one person in this meeting tonight, including the preachers, that deserve God's salvation. Not one of us. Because of our sin, the nature that we've been born with, because of the life that we lived,
Before we were saved, those of us who are saved, there's not one of us that deserve God's salvation. You will not get into heaven on the basis of good works or religion or anything else.
One man cried unto the Lord and he got into heaven. The other man refused to come to Christ. The other man refused to turn to the Lord and asked the Lord to save him and to remember him. You see, this other thief, the thief that went to hell, he never realized that he was a sinner. He never recognized that Christ was the Son of God. He never repented and turned from his sin. You know, this other thief, the one that went to hell, he spoke one sentence when he was upon the cross. Well, one sentence that is recorded in the Bible. I want you to see it. And you know, it tells us a lot about him. Take a look with me there at verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, now here's the thief that went to hell. Look what he says. He says, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Now, that sentence there is a sentence that is spoken in unbelief. He says, if thou be Christ. He didn't believe that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God. He didn't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Messiah. If thou be the Messiah, if thou be the Savior. My friend, you know why men and women go to hell? Because of unbelief. Because of unbelief, they refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. They refuse to turn from their sin and accept the Lord Jesus as the Redeemer, as the Messiah. And you'll notice something else about the sentence. Not only was it a sentence spoken in unbelief, but it was a sentence spoken in selfishness. Because he said to the Lord Jesus, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. You know, this man only wanted saved physically in order that he could get down from the cross and back to his sin. He just wanted down off the cross so that he could get back to his thieving. There was nothing spiritual about what this man was looking for when he said, save thyself and us. He was just thinking of the there and then. He was just thinking about that moment. That moment, if I could just get on off this cross, if I could just get back to my old ways, if I could just get back to my sin. It was a sentence spoken in unbelief. And it was a sentence spoken in selfishness. Nowhere do we read that he realized he was a sinner. Nowhere do we read that he recognized that Christ was the Savior. Nowhere do we read that he repented and cried unto God for mercy. Nowhere. Friend, you will go to hell if you reject Christ as your Savior. You will be lost forever and forever and forever. But I want to say it tonight. Thank God you can come this evening and find eternal redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, night by night in our mission, we have been giving the invitation for men and women to stay behind if they would like to get saved, and we're going to do it tonight again. We've been inviting people to come into the inquiry room to wait behind and speak with us, and we would take the Bible down and show them how they can be saved and how they can know it. Now, so far, no one has come into the inquiry room to seek God's salvation. So what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to make this service an inquiry room. I'm going to make this service an inquiry room. And what I'm going to do is this. I want you just to pretend for a moment that there's no one else here in this church but you, sinner, and me. Right? No one else is here, only you and me. And I'm coming down and I'm sitting beside you now. And the reason why you're here is because you want to get saved, but you don't know how to get saved. Now I want to show you tonight how to get saved. We're in the inquiry room. The Bible's open. You don't know how to get saved. The first thing I'll say to you is this.
Do you realize you're a sinner?
I'll point out to you that you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
I'll point out to you the consequences of this, of your sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And if you die right now in your sin, you'll be lost. That's what the Bible says. And then I'll point out to you this. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven, came down to earth, died on the cross, and shed his precious blood for your sins. And he's the only Savior that can save you. Now, do you recognize that he's the only Savior that can save you? And then I'll say to you this. You've got to now repent of your sin and by faith accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as your own and personal Redeemer. Now, are you willing to confess your sin? Are you willing to recognize that Christ is the only Savior? Are you willing to repent your sin and by faith accept the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Redeemer? And if you say, "Preacher, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm going to hell. I know I deserve hell. I know that the only person can save me is the Lord Jesus. He died on the cross and shed his blood. He rose again to save me. I know that. And I'm willing now. I'm willing right now to receive Christ into my heart and life. I'm willing, preacher, right now to confess my sin and by faith accept the Lord Jesus as my Redeemer. I'm willing now, preacher, to repent my sin. I'm willing now to cry unto God for mercy." Then I'll say to you, well, pray the sinner's prayer. Cry unto God now and ask him to save you. But I don't know what to pray. I've never prayed before. I don't know how to pray. And I'll say, well, let's pray now. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And my sin's bringing me to hell, Lord. But Lord Jesus died to save me. Oh God, save me now. Save me now. Redeem me now. I confess my sin to thee. Save me now. Friend, that's how I was saved. That's how Tom Martin was saved. That's how simple it is. You say to me, "Preacher, that's too simple." Friend, that's the plan of God's salvation. And I'll tell you this, if you get down before God tonight in childlike faith and cry unto him, he'll save you. And he'll save you now. Let us all pray.
Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for the precious word of God this evening. We thank thee, Lord, for the simplicity of the gospel. Oh God, we thank thee for this story of the malefactors. Oh God, we're saddened when we hear of the one who would not believe, who would not turn to the Lord and trust Christ. But, oh God, we thank thee for the one who did. And what an example he is to us, showing us God's plan of salvation and God's way to redemption. Oh God, I pray tonight for men and women here who are halting between two opinions. And they're still strangers to grace and to God. Oh Lord, I know there's those here tonight and they can't wait to get out of the meeting. Lord, stop such in their tracks tonight. Stop such in their tracks tonight, Lord. Don't let them go on out through the door because it's an indication that they're still on their way to a lost eternity. Don't let them go down into hell, Lord, like the thief that died unbelieving. But, oh God, I pray that you'll draw men and women to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, we're going to sing a couple of verses of a hymn tonight. "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thy bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come." I wonder, is there someone here tonight? And the Lord has spoken to you, not only tonight,
But in past nights, in past weeks, maybe the Lord has been speaking to you for months. And tonight you want to make your peace with God and you want to come to Christ. We want to help you to come, friend. And as we sing these verses of this hymn, invitation hymn, we want you to do something first. We want you to put your hand up if you want to get saved. Now, putting up your hand is not going to save you. The night I was saved in a meeting like this, I put my hand up. It didn't save me, but I needed help. Maybe you need help tonight. Just put your hand up. I'll acknowledge it. You can take it down again, and then we'll pray for you and pray with you at the end of the meeting. But friend, come to Christ tonight. Now is this accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
Just as I am.
Saved and the Lord has spoken to you tonight again, but tonight is the night when you're going to come to Christ. My friend, just put your hand up now, wherever you're sitting, man or woman, young person or old person. Praise God, the Lord Jesus loves you. He wants to bring you to heaven. He wants to give you that assurance, but you've got to come. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Will you come tonight? That's right, just put your hand up now.
Just as I am, and waiting not to
stop. Just before we close, oh my friend, tonight is the night that you need to make your peace with God. My friend, you need to come right through for Christ. He loves you. He died on the cross to save you. And this night he'll give you everlasting life. But you have to come. Is there someone just before we close? That's right, just do it now. Come to Christ tonight.
Perhaps you haven't been able to get your hand up. You're battling. The devil's standing against you, and you feel just you couldn't get your hand up. And now the devil's saying to you, it's all over. No, it's not. You can still speak to the preacher after this meeting's over. Amen. You can meet us at the door. We'll be here for as long as it takes and open up the Bible. And we will do what our brother said here in the pulpit. We will just take you through the Roman road where you will realize you're a sinner. And Christ is the only Savior. And then we will show you from the Bible how you can be saved. Oh, don't go away without Christ tonight. You need to do business with the Lord. Your soul hangs in the balance. Heaven or hell, saved or lost. Where will you be in God's eternity? Come, sinner. When the Spirit is striving and Christ is calling and his arms are open wide to receive you, now is the accepted time. Come and trust him tonight. If you need help, if you want to speak to us, we will not publicly embarrass you in any way. We will speak to you at the door, take you into some of the ante rooms here in the church, and just in confidence, and we will keep to that confidentiality. We will just take time and show you from the Bible. But do speak to us. Don't go away tonight without the Savior. May God in love and mercy and grace draw your soul to Christ and save you now. Our gracious and our eternal loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the wonderful conversions in Scripture. We thank thee for this thief upon the cross, in his 11th hour upon the earth, called upon God for mercy. Lord, we bless thee. He was not baptized, neither was he confirmed. He did not enter into church buildings. He did not, as it seems to us, O God, have a life of good works or prayer or Bible reading. But O God, in his dying moments, in a moment of time, he called upon the name of the Lord and he was saved. And we pray tonight there'll be one gathered here that thou wouldst speak to. Thou wouldst give grace, Lord, to decide for Christ. We pray they will step out on the promise and get under the blood. Do hear our prayer. Pour out of thy Spirit now. Save the lost. And Father, be pleased to glorify thy Son. Remember those who have to leave. Be with those who stay for prayer. And continue with us and work in the meetings. And we offer prayer with thanksgiving. in Jesus' precious name. Amen.